This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is constructive feedback? A clear definition and overview for the workplace. Understand what constructive feedback really means before you give it. In short, constructive feedback is honest, specific guidance about someone's work or behaviour, delivered in a way that helps them improve rather than making them feel judged. It focuses on observable actions, not personal character or assumptions. It gives the person a clear path forward, not just a verdict on the past. Done well, it builds trust rather than damaging it. Definition: constructive feedback is specific, honest information about a person's work or behaviour, delivered with a clear intention of helping them grow. It names what happened, explains the impact, and points towards what could be done differently, without attacking character or assigning blame. You watched a colleague struggle through a presentation for the third month in a row. You said nothing, because you did not want to make things awkward. They walked away thinking everything was fine. It was not fine. And now the problem is bigger than it ever needed to be. That moment, the one where you held back, is where understanding constructive feedback really starts to matter. Most people in the workplace have been on both sides of that silence. They have given vague praise when they should have been honest, or delivered criticism so bluntly it caused real damage. Very few have been taught how to do this properly. In this article, you will get a clear constructive feedback definition, understand what it looks like in practice, and know why it is one of the most important skills you can build in any working environment. If you're also wondering how feedback connects to psychological safety on your team, that is covered in depth in What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy. Here, we focus on the feedback skill itself. What constructive feedback actually means in practice. Constructive feedback is honest, specific information about someone's behaviour or output that is delivered with the purpose of helping them do better. It is not a compliment sandwich. It is not softened criticism. It is not a performance review buzzword. In practice, it means you tell someone what you observed, what effect it had, and what you would like to see instead. You do it in a tone that respects their dignity and in a moment that allows them to actually receive what you're saying. That is the whole method, stripped bare. Here is what it looks like. A team leader notices a colleague consistently interrupting others during meetings. Instead of stewing on it or raising it as a personal attack, she says, "I noticed you spoke over Marcus twice in today's session. It shut down his point before we could hear it, and I think we missed something useful. Can we talk about how to keep space open for everyone?" That is specific, tied to real impact, and respectful. It opens a door instead of slamming one. Feedback that builds a person up while telling them the truth is the most powerful communication tool available in any workplace. Without it, performance stalls and relationships erode. Why constructive feedback matters for every workplace. Here is the truth of it: most workplace problems that have festered for months started as small issues that nobody addressed honestly. A skill gap nobody mentioned. A pattern of behaviour nobody named. A habit that everyone saw, but nobody challenged. The cost of that silence is enormous. When constructive feedback is present and working well, the effects are real and measurable in daily life. People improve faster. When someone knows specifically what they are doing well and what needs to change, they can act on it. Vague impressions lead to guesswork. Clear feedback leads to growth. Trust deepens over time. A team where people give each other honest, respectful feedback is a team where people feel safe. They know they will not be blindsided. They know someone will tell them the truth before it becomes a crisis. Conflict is reduced, not increased. Counterintuitive as it sounds, avoiding honest feedback causes far more tension than delivering it well. Unspoken frustrations accumulate. Direct, respectful conversations clear the air. Accountability becomes shared. When feedback is a normal part of how a team operates, responsibility stops sitting with one manager and starts belonging to everyone. That is a stronger, more resilient way to work. The absence of this skill does not look dramatic. It looks like a team that is polite, but stuck. A manager who gives the same year-end review every year. A colleague who never quite knows where they stand. If you want to understand how to give feedback without creating tension, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension, takes it further. The stakes are too high to leave this skill undeveloped. How to recognize constructive feedback when it is working. You know constructive feedback is working when you see specific, observable signs in how people communicate and respond to each other. These are not abstract principles. They are things you can watch for in any team or conversation. Number 1. Specificity over generalization. The feedback names a particular behavior, moment, or outcome, not a character trait or vague pattern. Your report was unclear is a judgment. The third section of the report did not explain the assumptions behind the figures is information a person can act on. Number 2. Focus on behavior, not character. Strong constructive feedback describes what a person did, not who they are. You were dismissive in that meeting is an attack on identity. You spoke over two people before they finished their point is something a person can change. Number 3. Clear direction forward. Every piece of constructive feedback includes a path. It is not enough to identify what went wrong. The feedback needs to point toward what good looks like. Without that, even honest feedback leaves people feeling stuck. Number 4. Delivery that preserves dignity. Tone and timing matter as much as the words themselves. Constructive feedback is delivered privately when it concerns a mistake, calmly when emotions are running high, and with genuine care for the other person's development. The goal is never to embarrass or punish. Number 5. A genuine invitation to respond. Feedback is not a verdict. It is the beginning of a conversation. When it is working, the person receiving it has space to ask questions, offer context, or agree on what comes next. The SBI method is one structured way to build that conversation reliably. Together, these characteristics create feedback that actually lands. People receive it, consider it, and act on it. That is the only result that matters. Common misconceptions about constructive feedback in the workplace. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about constructive feedback. Misconception. Constructive feedback means softening the message until it is barely recognizable. The truth. Softening feedback to the point of vagueness does the other person no favors. If someone genuinely needs to change their approach, they deserve to hear that clearly. The goal is to be honest without being harsh, not to be so gentle that the message disappears entirely. A message received is always more useful than a message that was carefully avoided. Misconception. Giving feedback is the manager's job, not something peers do. The truth. Waiting for a manager to address every issue slows everything down and creates a culture where people stop paying attention to each other's growth. Peer feedback, when done with respect and care, is one of the strongest tools a team has. You can read more about how that works in peer-to-peer feedback. Strengthening team bonds. The skill belongs to everyone, not just those with a title. Misconception. Good feedback always leads to immediate improvement. The truth. Sometimes people need time to sit with what they've heard before they can act on it. A strong feedback conversation plants a seed. It does not guarantee instant results. If you delivered the message clearly, respectfully, and with a genuine desire to help, you have done your part. The other person's response is their own process, and it deserves patience. Understand these 3 things, and you will approach feedback with far more confidence and far less frustration. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Constructive feedback in real workplace situations. Here is what constructive feedback looks like when it is, and is not, present. Scenario 1. The individual conversation. A project manager notices a team member submitting work with recurring formatting errors. Rather than flagging it in a group setting or letting it slide again, she books a brief one-on-one. She describes the specific errors, explains how they create extra work in the review process, and asks what support the person might need. The team member, instead of feeling singled out, leaves the conversation with a clear checklist and a sense that someone invested time in helping them. That is constructive feedback doing its job. For more on structuring these conversations well, one-on-one feedback sessions, proven structures is worth reading. Scenario 2. The team setting. A team runs a brief review after a product launch. Someone raises the point that internal deadlines were missed during the final week. Without clear feedback skills in place, that observation becomes a blame spiral. With them, the team names the specific handover that broke down, discusses what caused it, and agrees on a different process for next time. The conversation is direct, grounded in what actually happened, and forward-facing. Scenario 3. The leadership moment. A senior leader realizes that her communication style during high-pressure periods becomes short and dismissive. A trusted colleague tells her this plainly, pointing to a specific team meeting as an example. The leader does not deflect. She thanks the colleague, reflects on the pattern, and adjusts. That is feedback moving in every direction, not just downward, and it is what healthy communication looks like in practice. How feedback strengthens a team over time is explored further in How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy Instead of Breaking It. What these three scenarios share is this: the feedback was specific, honest, timely, and offered with respect. That combination changes outcomes. Key takeaways about constructive feedback. Here is what matters most about constructive feedback. Name the behavior, not the person. Every time you feel the urge to say you always or you are, pause and redirect to what you actually observed. Specificity is what makes feedback usable. Intention shapes everything. Before you open your mouth, ask yourself whether you genuinely want to help this person improve. If the answer is yes, your tone will reflect that. If the answer is something else, wait until it changes. Feedback is a two-way conversation, not a verdict. After you have said what you need to say, stop talking and listen. The other person's response is part of the process, and it deserves your full attention. Timing is a skill in itself. The best feedback is delivered close to the moment it is relevant, in a private setting, when both people are calm enough to engage. Feedback delivered in anger or in public almost always does more harm than good. Practice builds courage. The first time you give honest feedback is the hardest. The 10th time, you will know how to read the room, adjust your tone, and stay steady when the other person reacts. This is a skill you develop, not a trait you either have or do not. If you want to go further, understanding how feedback connects to team communication more broadly is a strong next step. The role of communication in meeting success is a practical place to continue, and it will show you how the constructive feedback definition you now understand plays out in the rhythms of everyday working life. Frequently asked questions. What is constructive feedback definition in simple terms? Constructive feedback is specific, honest information about someone's work or behavior that is delivered with the intention of helping them improve. It focuses on observable actions, not personal character, and gives the person a clear direction for what to do differently going forward. What is the difference between constructive feedback and criticism? Criticism judges a person or their work without offering a path forward. Constructive feedback identifies what needs to change and explains how. The difference is intention and specificity. One closes a conversation down, the other opens it up towards something better. How do you give constructive feedback in the workplace? Focus on specific, observable behavior rather than personality. Describe what you saw, explain the impact it had, and suggest a clear alternative. Keep your tone steady and respectful. The goal is to help the person improve, not to make them feel judged or defensive. What are examples of constructive feedback at work? Instead of saying your reports are always late, you might say the last two reports came in after the deadline, which delayed the team's planning. Can we look at what is getting in the way? That is specific, tied to real impact, and opens a conversation rather than closing one down. Why is constructive feedback important for teams? Without honest, respectful feedback, small problems grow into large ones and people repeat the same mistakes without knowing it. Constructive feedback builds a culture where people trust that someone will tell them the truth, which makes teams faster, stronger, and more willing to take on hard work. What makes feedback constructive instead of destructive? Three things: specificity, intent, and delivery. Constructive feedback names a real behavior, is offered with genuine concern for the person's growth, and is delivered in a tone that respects their dignity. Remove any one of those three, and the feedback stops being constructive. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.